29. Harar rued the day he had been sent to Abroiskai. Still recovering from the pummeling Yuuzhan Vong warships had inflicted weeks earlier, the planet sat framed in the command center hull transparency of the priest's black jewel of a ship, enshrouded by gray clouds, as if too traumatized to so much as rotate. Harar was constrained to suffer the view while he sought to offer explanation for the probable failure of his and Nome Anor's plan.
At this point, Excellency, we do not know for certain whether Aelon and Vergere are in captivity or missing in action.
Or dead, Commander Tla said from behind him. Harar was left to wonder how accurately his dedicated Villip rendered his pained grimace for those at the receiving end of the communique. Namely the High Priest Ja-Khan, father of Aelon, chief of their domain, and advisor to Supreme Overlord Shimra. Nas Choka, supreme commander of the flagship of the Yuuzhan Vong fleet. And Prefect Drathul, administrator of the world ship Harla. Consciousness-linked Villips of the three rested in outsize, egg-cup-like holders, positioned between Harar and the view he found so abhorrent. It was Ja-Khan who responded to Tla's utterance.
Why do you include death in Harar's list of possible outcomes, Commander?
Well, spectacular to behold, the Villip scarcely did justice to the High Priest's fully reshaped and transfigured visage, with its nub of nose and deeply set eyes. Tla turned to one of the transmitting Villips.
Despite our firing on it, the New Republic ship carrying Aelon and Vergere was racing toward our vessel, clearly intent on returning the priestess. The infidels in command must have divined that we had restrained the shuttle, and as well that Aelon had exterminated the crew. At the last moment before it altered course and fled, the ship jettisoned an escape pod, but Nome Anor failed to retrieve it.
Nome Anor worked his jaw but offered no apology.
"Then you did attempt to retrieve it?" Ja-Khan asked.
"I did, Excellency,"
Nome Anor allowed.
"Even in the knowledge that by doing so, you would have doomed Harar's plan to failure?"
Nome Anor glanced briefly at the priest, then nodded. Supreme Commander Choka's Villip spoke, summoning Commander Tla and his scrawny tactician forward. Choka's facial tattoos lent him gravity, his trace of mustache and merest wisp of beard a noble demeanor.
"As I understand it, Commander, your part in this was to arrange for New Republic victories, to ensure that Aelon was well appraised."
Choka's decurved eyes, above large bluish sacks, fell on the tactician.
"But at what expense to us?"
"It was a costly enterprise, Supreme Commander," Tactician Raff began. "Many coral skippers were sacrificed, and several small warships were destroyed. Were our resources replete, the losses would be insignificant. But Belkaden and Cernpadal are overtaxed and resupply has slowed. To continue to guarantee adequate defense for the fleet, we will need to cannibalize some of our larger ships to reinforce the coral skipper battle groups, or divert from the invasion corridor and replenish by preparing new worlds for Yorick coral production."
Raff gestured to Nome Anor.
"Executor Nome Anor has assured us that we will receive a warm reception in a nearby sector known as Hutt Space, as the reigning species, the Hutts, have no wish to engage us in warfare."
"Nome Anor assures," Choka said contemptuously. "Continue, tactician."
The tactician inclined his head.
"Lastly, the New Republic military has deployed its fleets to protect the core, or perhaps in the aim of mounting a counter-offense. I remain confident that we could repulse an attack, but I am obligated to report that they are learning slowly how to dupe our Dovin Basils and frustrate our weapons."
"There will be no cannibalizing of ships," Choka ordered gruffly. "I will be arriving soon from our shipyard at Cernpadal
with a young Yamask and additional forces. In the meantime, the fleet will divert to a hut space under the leadership of Commander Malik Kar. Malik Kar stepped forward and offered salute. Commander Tla and Eminence Harar are hereby recalled to the Outer Rim. Tla and Harar said nothing. Attention turned to the third Velip. Consciousness joined to Prefect Drathul.
"I would speak privately with Executor Nome Anor," Drathul said.
When everyone else had filed from the command center, the prefect's wide and broad-browed face took on a minatory look.
"Precisely what occurred, Executor."
Nome Anor gestured in dismissal.
"The blame lies with Harar and Aelan. They had no knack for improvisation."
"Were the Jedi involved in thwarting us?"
"They may have had a hand in it."
Drathul's Villip nodded.
"Word has reached my ear that some of your agents were responsible. They were trying to protect our interests, nothing more."
Drathul considered it.
"For your sake, Executor, I hope so. After the Praetorite's disaster in the Helska system, War Master Savong La will brook no further failures on your part."
Nome Anor nodded.
"I understand, Prefect. I have a new plan in mind, which I intend to launch once the fleet has been relocated to Hutt space.
Do not disappoint me."
"You have my word. What's more, we may have found a potential ally on Coruscant. Someone as yet unknown, though highly placed in the New Republic military or intelligence divisions, reached out to us through my agents."
"Interesting," Prefect Drathul allowed. "Learn the identity of this one."
"I will do so."
"One final question, Executor. Have we underestimated these infidels?"
Nome Anor scoffed.
"Only their blind good fortune."
"We were lucky," Droma called down to Han from the roof of the Falcon. "Some minor scoring around the aft heat exhaust vents, but nothing a bit of plasteel and paint won't remedy."
"We don't have the time for that,"
Han said from the floor of docking bay 3733. "Besides, I like her scratched and imperfect." The Falcon sat on its hard stand, umbilicaled to diagnostic monitors, pressurizers, and tanks of coolant and liquid metal fuel. They had spent more than 2 days going over the ship inside and out, making repairs where necessary and generally tidying up. Droma had shown himself to be an able mechanic, although slightly better at intuitive problem-solving than he was with hydrospanners or macro-fusers. "Come to think of it, a paint job might not be such a bad idea," Han said a moment later. "After what happened in the Bilbringi system, opticals of the Falcon are probably plastered inside every Yuuzhan Vong warship and coral skipper."
"Provided the paint job turns out better than your beard."
Han frowned and grabbed hold of his chin.
"You want to talk about follicle disasters. If those mustachios of yours get any longer, you'll be tripping on them."
Droma climbed down off the roof and jumped nimbly to the floor. Han tossed him a rag and watched as Droma cleaned his hands, then used the bristly edges of his hands to clean his velvety fur. Aware of Han's gaze, Droma paused.
"What?"
he asked. Han concealed a grin.
"Nothing. How about you unhook the outboard power feeds while I take care of the refueling lines?"
Droma shrugged.
"Fine with me."
"Then I guess we're all set."
Droma studied him for a moment.
"Will Leia be coming by to see you off?"
"I don't think so."
"A pity. I wanted to tell her goodbye."
"Next time," Han said, then quickly added, "Not that there's likely to be a next time."
"Well then, tell her goodbye for me, the next time you see her."
Han scowled.
"All I'm saying is that I don't want you making yourself too comfortable in the co-pilot's chair."
"I know better than to do that.
I'm just trying to make clear that this isn't a permanent arrangement. You and me, I mean. It's just till we find your family."
Droma smiled faintly.
"What happened to the tab I was running for you?" Look, chum, humans don't believe in life debts. When somebody does us a favor, we return it, and the slate's wiped clean. I help you locate your clanmates, then we both go our separate ways, understand?
As opposed to what? My flying around the galaxy with you in this relic?
Han sniffed. You weren't saying that when we went after Wreck.
I was just being polite. I had you figured for the type who'd be sensitive about his ship.
Sure you did.
They fell into an awkward silence, which Droma broke.
I'll see to the power feeds.
He had started for the stern when Han called out to him.
Hey, Droma, we'll find your sister, you know.
Han allowed a grin.
Even if we have to search half the galaxy.